Today on Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, we talk Lake Winnie fishing with Charlie Wareth. There's a lot of fish being caught, and according to Charlie, the future's so bright, he's got to wear shades. Plus, it's Lake of the Weekday. It's all coming up.
I got my fishing pool keys, tackle box in my hand. Gonna cast a few lines with my toes in the sand. Pulling in a big catch makes me feel like a man. But the wife, she just don't understand. I love walleye, perch, trout, and bass. And if you don't like fishing, you can kiss my four-stroke right in the back. Cause the fishes all tremble at the thought of me when I'm fishing Paul Bunyan Country.
Hello, I'm Kev Jackson, and this is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Well, checking in with Charlie Wareth of Charlie's Gone Fishing Guide Service over in the Deer River area. Charlie, welcome back to the show. Great to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kevin. It's always a pleasure. So,
you're out on the water right now. Where are you fishing today?
I'm fishing on Big Winnebagoche. It's a beautiful day out here, a little haze, and not much wind, which everybody knows that that's why they call it. It can get pretty windy out here. So,
what are we seeing so far? Are we getting a good bite this morning?
Yeah, there's plenty of action. It's actually it's going to be really something come next spring and through the next couple years here. There seems to be 3-year classes of fish out here right now. We've caught a lot of, we've been here a couple hours. We must get 10 or 15 of them that are, there's two other year classes, from 10 inches to 12 inches, and then there's some nice 14s and up to 15 inches, and there's a lot of 13 and a half inch fish, too. So you just keep filtering through them, and you end up with a nice bunch of 14, 15-inch walleyes. So it's a lot of action, a lot of fun catching them. And so,
What's the current slot on Winnie?
The slot's 18 to 23, you throw back.
Okay.
Yeah, one over 23.
You know, we've talked to you in the past. I've talked to, Jason and a few other guys over there, and one of the things that's been an issue on Winnie the last few years, never been a problem of getting action. It's been a problem getting fish outside the slot, but it sounds like we're about to enter a prime time in the next few years of some really good eater-sized fish.
Yes, we are. It's common. The amount of them that you can actually, we're in 7-8 feet of water, and I'm going over them. I can see them on the bottom even.
Well, that's good news, obviously.
So, yeah, it's great, great news. Also, what it helps a lot when this lake coming back is the fact that they're not, all the pressure on all the smaller lakes in the area here. This lake here can hold a lot of boats and takes the pressure off, and the other lakes can, regenerate themselves a little bit too. So it'll be a all around good deal for everybody and all area lakes too. So
the other thing that has been going on in Winnie the last few years is with the establishment of more zebra mussels. That lake has cleared up some, and that's been an adjustment for anglers and guides to figure out where the fish are going to be. They're not quite doing what they used to do sometimes.
Well, I don't know. Right now I'm standing looking at the water. I can't see 4 inches down.
Okay.
It's got a green film on. We're fishing 7-8 feet of water, right where we used to fish.
Well, that's good.
And yeah, so I've caught some rocks out here the last couple of days too, and they do have zebra mussels on them. But it's there's a lot of water coming through this lake. That Mississippi River runs through it, so it flushes it out pretty good. So they got to. I thought they put a little too much emphasis on being too clear due to them zebra mussels, and Cass Lake has had them. Cass Lake is clear. And they always been catching fish over there for the last few years. It's I just think it's the main thing until you got fish. There's just for the shortage. But right now, in the next couple of years, they're way looking, and there's going to be a 3 nice year classes back to back, which makes it nice that you just have 1 year class. Next thing you know, it grows outside the slot or something, but you got 2 more years coming right behind it, and hopefully after that, there's some more. So.
Yeah, I've never heard anything as far as when it comes to zebra mussels affecting the numbers of fish. It's been more, where they might be and what time you have to fish. But the population numbers on Cass, as you noted, excellent. It sounds like Winnie are spectacular as well. So that's good news all the way around.
Yeah, and we're fishing the same hours. We're fishing 8 to 4. And, naturally there's some days, too, that it hasn't, activity. But there's a lot of nice perch, too. I think the perch size has increased due to the fact there hasn't been a lot of pressure out here in the summer. So now, you know, people haven't fished it, so they haven't kept the perch, so the perch have increased too. So,
and that's a nice thing to be able to fall back on if the walleyes are not cooperating it one particular day.
Yeah, and that is nice bonus fish too. So
have you been fishing primarily on Winnie this summer? Or where else have you been fishing?
Well, I went to a couple smaller lakes area here, and they've been all right too. It's the crappie fishing normally this time of year is kind of a go-to thing, but this weather, this 80 degrees every day, it's hot, humid. I mean, besides mosquitoes hatching faster and you can swat them, that it's kept the crappies at bay. They ain't in their normal fall haunts. It's just, you know, they don't have a calendar, so they don't know it's the end of August, 1st of September here yet. So, and the water temperature's not dropping. It's actually almost 74.8 right now, and with no wind and stuff, and that hot air, it just keeps not dropping, and crappies are not gone into their fall mode yet. Next week looks like the weather's supposed to cool down, and then all that'll change.
Charlie Warhead from Charlie's Gone Fishing Guide Service, my guest today, talking Lake Winnie fishing. We got a lot more to cover with Charlie. That's coming up later. Up next, it's Lake of the Week Day. This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Fish and Paul Bunyan Country is presented by Northland Fishing Tackle.
Lake of the Week Day, Lake of the Week Day, Lake of the Week Day, holy cow! It's Fish and Paul Bunyan Country's Lake of the Week.
We are checking in once again with Doug Schultz, the Walker Area Fisheries Manager, as we talk about Townline Lake. Now, I'm just going to warn you right now, if you want to check it out on the DNR website, it's Townline, two words. If you type it in as one word, you're going to get a very different lake. So, town, line, two words. Doug, a pretty decent-sized lake, and tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's about 700 acres and about 9 miles of shoreline, but it's shallow. Maximum depth of only 11 feet, and it's very well vegetated as a result. So, this really puts it in that bass, panfish, pike category for lakes around here, but because of how shallow and how vegetated it is, the lake is prone to winter kill, and we've had some of that these past two winters now, in addition to some partial kill events in 2014 and then back again in 2012. So it's been a moving target for us the last few years because of the winters that we've been having.
So that's unfortunate, obviously. And have you noticed? Can you give me an indication of like how severe it's been?
Well, we think it got hit pretty good last winter, so the winter before this most recent one, and then obviously now with the pandemic going on, we haven't had a chance to follow up out there yet this spring. We're hoping to do that sometime this summer. Generally, the fish community out there is crappies, sunfish, you know, largemouth bass, northern pike, and yellow perch. That's typically what's been in there, and, you know, it's rare that we get complete kill events up here. For example, in 2014, I think it was, or 2016, we followed up in the spring and had adult fish, all those species I just listed, present, and, you know, typically if the adults are there, the lake will rebound pretty good within a couple of years because there's really not much competition out there for you know food and space. We weren't able to sample any fish last spring, even though we looked, but we did have an angler report of small pike being caught on opening weekend. And last spring, anticipating a pretty significant winter kill, we did stock some extra walleye fry out there just to try to get something going in the meantime while some of these other species could rebound on their own. We'll have to wait and see when we get out there next and try to follow up, but I think if we can get our hands on some either walleye fry or maybe some surplus fingerlings this fall, depending on what demand is, we might try to get something in there yet this year. And then in the meantime, we're still going to try to get some adults moved over of some bass and sunfish.
Okay. Any idea when you might be able to make that happen?
Not right now. It's this has been a strange ordeal, and we're just hoping we can get to it sometime yet this year. And if we can get them in there before ice up, we'll be doing good. So we got plenty of time to work with.
Okay. Well, one thing about crappies and bluegills, for certain northerns and even bass, they do reproduce pretty quickly.
They do, and you know, as I mentioned, a big part of it is when you have those partial kill events and really thin out the competition within the system, you get some really big year classes produced that following year or two. And you know, that's why we put walleye fry out there last year. Was generally, if we can get a pretty clean system to put them into, we can bang out a pretty big year class and provide some really good fishing opportunity over the short term. But you know, this obviously isn't designed as a long-term walleye management lake, and that's, you know, not where we're going to go with this. It's simply, you know, when we do these walleye fry stockings following a winter kill event, it's to take advantage of the situation.
So, and I've had this conversation before, but for those who haven't heard it, explain what causes winter kill on a lake like this.
So winter kill is a combination of two things: decomposition under the ice, and then photosynthesis by the amount of sunlight coming through the ice. So the more vegetation you have, the more biomass that has to be decomposed during the winter.
Okay.
And keep in mind, when you get ice on a lake like that, you don't get any atmospheric exchange with the air. So all the oxygen needs to be produced by photosynthesis. And folks say, well, the plants are dead, how's that work? Well, there's still the algal phytoplankton and algae that are still in the water column. That's actually where the photosynthesis comes from in the wintertime. So the more of that vegetative biomass you have to break down, the more oxygen you end up using, because that's a oxygen-driven process that ends up using oxygen. When we get winters like the last couple where we get heavy snow early, now we've restricted sunlight penetration by a month or more, not to mention the amount of sunlight that comes through during the course of the entire winter. Now you have less sunlight coming through, and eventually you start running a deficit where decomposition is burning more oxygen than what photosynthesis can generate because sunlight is limiting. So that's the, hopefully, the short version of how this process works. But, you know, again, when those things happen, you know, we've had a lot of experience dealing with it. Like I said, walleye fry, if depending on the level of kill we get, or a good short-term solution, even for a bass panfish lake like Townline, where we can at least provide some short-term fishing opportunity in a couple of years while the species that do best in that system over the long term get a chance to rebound.
So if you wanted to check out Townline Lake, you might want to wait a while.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a couple of years. Generally, it's been a pretty good bass panfish lake.
And if we do make our way over there at some point, where are we going to find Townline Lake?
From Walker, go straight east on State Highway 200 to County Road 8 towards Federal Dam. And you go up 8 about a mile, and the public access will be on the right-hand side.
Okay. It is Townline Lake, our Lake of the Week. Unfortunately, not in the best of shape right now due to some winter kill. Doug Schultz, the Area Fisheries Manager out of Walker, with the details. Doug, as always, thanks for your time today.
Yep, appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you.
This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country celebrating our 30th year. Presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Checking back in with Charlie Wareth of Charlie's Gone Fishing Guide Service. He was fishing on Lake Winnie as we spoke and catching plenty of walleye. What are you using to catch walleyes right now?
We're spinning. Spinny and a mini. It's been the go-to thing. It's just the easiest. It catches the pike. It catches everything else. And the perch, and there's a lot of perch around, so you put a crawler on, they seem to nip that crawler off too fast, and at least the perch, you know, chewing on the tail of that minnow doesn't affect it. So a minnow bite more than anything, because the crawlers just get chewed off so fast, you're replacing them, spending too much time out of the water.
How has business been for you this summer? Have you been busy?
Yeah, this last part of the, you know, season here, it picked up quite a bit, mainly due to the fact like all the area resorts too are pretty full due to the nobody can go to Canada, so they all tried to book up in here and stuff because they had to cancel all their other you know, vacation plans. So it put a lot more people back in this area here. So,
well, and hopefully they found out that there's plenty of good fishing here. And the other bonus is you can keep more fish if you fish here.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point, because a lot of them were forced to do this, and maybe they, you know, come here and sit here. This, I don't have to deal with the border crossings or anything like that, and I can catch, do well here too. So that could be a good plus for everybody here. So
now, do you
definitely increase stuff around here?
Good. We needed that. That's for sure. So do you continue to guide through the fall, or are you an ice fishing guide as well, or what's your schedule?
No, I've tried that years ago, and it never worked out. Wasn't really takes too much time and stuff to move, and you need almost two people to do it. If you own a resort or something, you got houses right out in front and stuff like that, it seems to, you can make some money at it, but it was kind of, you got done, you had to pre-fish. I don't have all the information I have available in the summer, and yeah, I just don't do that. And like for me, in the fall coming up here, it's a special time of year. Unfortunately, fall is way short, so I kind of put fishing aside here in a couple weeks. And I actually had a moose hunting trip in Canada in September here. Sounds like I won't be going now, but I sort of kind of wrap things up. I got early goose season coming. I enjoy hunting, and duck season the 26th of September. So like Jason and me, we kind of put the boat aside then and try to enjoy them 8 weeks of fall that we have. And once those 8 weeks are up, it's going to be snow on the ground and lakes froze over, and then you got...
Well, it's 8 weeks if we're lucky.
Yeah, if you're lucky, yeah. Yeah, I was stretching it on the eight. I was just hoping. I just love it so much. And it just goes by so fast. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's a lot of people's favorite season. Unfortunately, it seems to be the shortest one we have.
Yeah, I look at it. I've been fishing all summer, so I know fall fishing is good and all that. But it's just a time that you just have to make a decision. Do one or the other, and I'm going to lean now. I ain't getting any younger neither, so I'm trying to lean in towards the part where I just want to go hunting and enjoy myself during that time period. So the boat kind of goes away.
So if the boat's going away, probably not enough time to book a trip with you this summer yet.
No, I got some trips the next couple of weeks, and then that's kind of ended for me, because if I do go moose hunting, I got to be done by the 20th here anyway. So if they do decide to let me in there or whatever, I haven't got a totally guy said we're not going yet, but he warned me probably not.
Well, if we're going fishing here in the next week or two, what should we be doing on the water, and what do we need to bring with us in the boat?
Well, all of us are using spinners and minnows. I did fish some fish yesterday, and I did jig some, so I wouldn't you could still rig them a little bit, but they're still scattered in this warmer water, and spinner and minnow, you're running a mile 1.2 to 1.4. You're covering some ground, and that seems to me, I mean, that's the best presentation at this time in the next week or so. It's not going to cool down. It'll take a little bit to get her cold here yet, so.
Do you have a color preference?
I've been using gold. I kind of like my jig. I got one color jig, and then I use hammered gold spinners. Not the kind of a guy that switches them around a lot. You got to find the fish, and you run it by them. It's not going to be that. You're going to hear that sound. You're going to see that flash, and I don't think it makes that much difference. But that's just my opinion. It could. Some people, a lot of people believe in that color. I just haven't switched.
If you find them and you put it in front of them, then more often than not, they're going to bite, right?
That's what I think. And, you know, I end up making our own spinners, because it's hard to find some spinners that have a long shanked hook. And they make a lot of good spinners for crawlers and stuff like that. But just that long hook seems to get the more connections when they hit.
Charlie Warreth from Charlie's Gone Fishing Guide Service out on Lake Winnie today talking with us. Charlie, thanks for taking a little bit of time. We appreciate you spending some time with us, and enjoy your hunting this fall.
I will. Well, thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Now we go on fishing. Fun Bunyan Country.